مركز معلم الأجيال لحفظ ونشر تراث البابا شنودة الثالث.
كلمة قداسة البابا المعظم الأنبا شنودة الثالث بابا الأسكندرية وبطريرك القرازة المرقسية إلى الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية باللغة الإنجليزية. Dear listeners, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III, the Pope of Alexandria and Patriarch of the See of St. Mark, extended to you his congratulations on the advent of the new year 1990 and the Christmas. On this occasion, His Holiness presents the following message to the Coptic Church in the United States of America.
Dear beloved sons in America, grace and peace be to you from our Lord. I am very glad to speak to you on the occasion of the new year and our Christmas, hoping for all of you a happy and holy life abiding in our Lord, and congratulating you in these holy feasts. I can't forget how you welcomed me during my visit to America in great joy and love. Not only you, but also the representatives of other churches and religious associations, also the official persons, ministers, governors, mayors, senators, and other dignitaries, and the people of the press and the universities. I thank all of you, wishing for you all the best. The birth of our Lord and His incarnation was the first step towards the salvation delivered by Him to the world through redemption and atonement. It was the beginning of the story of salvation, in which He put Himself for us. As it was said about Him, that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. In this, He showed us His great love, as He said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." If we then remember the salvation given by our Lord in such occasion, we ought to work ourselves for our salvation and to care for our eternity. As it is said, "For what does a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Our feasts are spiritual feasts of holy memories. Not as the people of the world rejoice in worldly refreshments and lusts. We always rejoice in the Lord. As St. Paul wrote in his epistle to the Philippians, we remember in our rejoice how our Lord and God saved us while we were condemned to death. Let then this new year may carry a new relation with God, deep, faithful, and holy. A relation of love and loyalty in which we give to the world a high example of God's sons who were created in the image of God and still have this divine image. I don't say this only about you, but also about your children. You are responsible to guide your children in holy life, to be true members in the church. If we have pastoral care for our children from the very beginning of their life, we shall not face serious problems from them when they grow up and become youth. May you then represent to the world a new generation, holy, pure, and innocent. I ask you at the end of my discourse to remember your mother church and your mother homeland as your mother church remembers all of you in its prayers and in its care. May our Lord God keep all of you in his divine guide. And once more, our deep congratulations to all of you, hoping for you all divine blessings.
كلمة قداسة البابا المعظم الأنبا شنودة الثالث بابا الأسكندرية وبطريرك الكرازة المرقسية إلى أفريقيا وخاصة أثيوبيا. Dear listeners, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III, the Pope of Alexandria and Patriarch of the See of St. Mark, extends to you his congratulations on the advent of the new year 1990 and the Christmas. On this occasion, His Holiness presents the following message to the Coptic Church in Ethiopia.
Dear beloved brothers and sons in Ethiopia and all Africa, grace and peace be to all of you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Hoping for you on this holy occasion, a happy and holy life abiding in the Lord, and congratulating you in the holy feasts. The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and his incarnation was the first step towards salvation delivered by him to the world through redemption, atonement, and his holy sacrifice. It was the beginning of the story of salvation in which he put himself for us, as it was said about him in St. Luke Gospel chapter 19, that the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. In this, he showed us in a practical way his great and unlimited love. As he said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And we also may take an idea about the love of our Heavenly Father, about whom it was written, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If we then remember the salvation given by our Lord in such occasion, we ought to work ourselves for our salvation and to care for our eternity. As it is said, "For what does a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Then we can say that our feasts are holy feasts of holy memories not as the people of the world rejoice in worldly refreshments and lusts. We always rejoice in the Lord, as St. Paul wrote in his epistle to the Philippians. We remember that how for our salvation he took about himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Let then this new year carry a new relation with God, deep, faithful, and holy, a relation of love and loyalty, in which we represent to the world a high example of God's sons, who were created in the image of God, and still have this divine image. Not only ourselves, but also our sons, as we are responsible to guide our children in the roots of God, in holy life, that they may be true members of the church. If we have pastoral care for our children from the very beginning of their life, we shall not face serious problems from them when they grow up and become youth. May we then represent to the world a new generation that is holy, pure, and innocent, and also a generation of deep faith. It is very nice to hear the words of Joshua, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He didn't speak only about himself, but also about his house. And also we remember what was written in the prophecy of Isaiah, "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me, not I alone, but I and the children whom the Lord has given me." May God keep all of you, elders, and your children under his divine guide. We may remember also on the occasion of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ that he came to Africa, to one country of the countries of Africa, that is Egypt. And he blessed the whole continent. Once more, my deep congratulations to all of you, wishing for you all divine blessings. Amen.